Psalm 130, Preface. The costliest jewel and the most precious treasure which a man can possess is the forgiveness of sin. Where sin is forgiven, the demands of divine justice are stilled, and all is grace and goodwill. Where sin is forgiven, Satan has lost his claim, and his power is broken. Where sin is forgiven, there dwells the Holy Ghost with his grace and gifts. Where sin is forgiven, the law, which is not made for the righteous, cannot condemn, and death, which is only the wages of sin, cannot kill. Where sin is forgiven, hell cannot devour, and the portals of heaven are wide open. Where there is forgiveness of sin, there is also life and salvation. For the forgiveness of sin, we should pray fervently every day, as do all those that are godly. And in such prayer, we should not doubt that sin is truly forgiven before God in heaven for the sake of Jesus Christ, who is the propitiation for our sins. Pray ye for the forgiveness of your sins, for blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. This comfort is also contained in the 130th Psalm. Prayer for the Forgiveness of Sin, A Song of Degrees. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Summary. This psalm is a penitential prayer in which the author, King David, confesses that a man cannot be justified before God by his own works of righteousness, but alone by grace through the forgiveness of sins which God has promised. With this promise of forgiveness, David comforted his soul, and he taught all Israel likewise not to seek righteousness in the keeping of the law, but through the forgiveness of sin, that is, by grace through faith in the promised Redeemer, who is the true mercy seat and throne of grace. So the author of this psalm had the right key to the Scriptures, the right understanding of the promises that the seed of the woman should bruise the head of the serpent, and that in the seed of Abraham all the families of the earth should be blessed. All the Old Testament promises of Christ, even the whole gospel, is comprised in these words, He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. This redemption is in Jesus Christ, in whom we have the remission of sin. Prayer. God our Father, who art rich in mercy, and with whom is plenteous forgiveness, remember not the sins of our youth, nor our transgressions. Blot them out for the sake of Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, who became the sacrifice for our sins. For the sake of his crimson blood, let our sins be forgotten, and let them be imputed to us no more. Amen.